Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Alan Wasserman, Chairman of the Department of Medicine and President of the George Washington University Medical Faculty Associates. I would like to welcome everyone to today's event. I am pleased to introduce our honored guests, Nancy Friedman Britton. Nancy? Nancy and I go way back. Maggie Roberts. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, the Honorable Kathleen Sebelius. The Honorable Dr. Jill Biden. And it's my honor to introduce the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's great to have a chance to be here at George Washington and to have a chance to talk to all of you today about, together, how we can build a better healthcare system that's focused on actually keeping people healthy in the first place. And talk about some critical early benefits in the Affordable Care Act that help us truly put prevention first. We have two of the country's foremost health leaders with us, our First Lady, Michelle Obama, and Dr. Jill Biden, true leaders when it comes to prevention and health and preventive services, and they've already inspired millions of Americans with their words and with their work. Thank you in advance to our two other special speakers, Maggie Roberts, who is a parent with an incredibly compelling story about how a routine well child visit saved their son's life, and Nancy Friedman, who exemplifies the committed providers across the country and actually is right here at George Washington Hospital, but who see the need for preventive care each and every day. Their stories help all of us understand the human consequences of this new law. And I want to thank our host, George Washington University Hospital, who are setting a great example when it comes to prevention, whether it's your MammaVan program or HIV screenings at Redskins games. There is a lot of community outreach and a lot of good work going on. We need all of us working together in all parts of the healthcare system if we're going to make our nation healthier and our healthcare system stronger. George Washington Hospital is one of the health providers leading the way with exactly the kind of innovative approaches we're trying to promote around the country. So we really appreciate the leadership here. And we need the approaches because, unfortunately, too many Americans don't get the preventive care they need to stay healthy and keep healthcare costs down for all of us. Many of us know women whose lives have been saved by having an early mammogram. Yet one in five women over 50 haven't received a mammogram in the last 2 years. We know that nothing's more important to any of us who are parents than our children's health. But one out of eight children hasn't seen a doctor in the last year. So our challenge is to remove the obstacles between Americans getting the preventive care they need. And if we fail this challenge, we all pay the price. If we succeed, we're on our way to a much healthier America. According to one study, if people got just five preventive services when they needed them, colorectal and breast cancer screening, flu vaccines, counseling to help them stop smoking, and regular aspirin use, we would save 100,000 lives each and every year. So that's why President Obama knew that improving access to preventive care was a priority in the new Affordable Care Act. But we started a step before that. The Recovery Act actually contains $1 billion for prevention, the first ever federal investment and prevention, including funds to support some of the promising community programs that are aimed at reducing tobacco use and reducing obesity. We've got 44 community models around the country that make prevention a priority, and we're trying to learn the best strategies, the best ways to change people's lives. I've already had the chance to visit 9 of the programs. I go to another one next week. I know the First Lady has seen some of these efforts, and it's really inspirational to see the creative community collaboration that's going on to keep people healthier. First Lady Michelle Obama could have chosen any initiative to focus on, but she decided to bring this country together to ask government and employers, community groups, health providers, parents, teachers, all of us, in a national campaign aimed at one of, I think, the truly health hazards of our future, childhood obesity. And earlier this year, launching the Let's Move campaign, she declared that our goal should be to end childhood obesity in a generation, and is dedicating an enormous amount of energy and effort to that goal. And earlier this year, the President signed into law the Affordable Care Act, an incredibly historic law that gives Americans more control over their own health care. And over the last few months, our department has been working hard with partners across the country to implement the new law. And Americans are already seeing some of the new benefits, whether it's the Patient's Bill of Rights that went into effect and will be in place this fall, or the new healthcare.gov, I hope you all have gone on and checked it out, which is the first of a kind website that pulls together for consumers all of the public and private insurance options that they have, as well as lots of other great health information, or the new state-based health plans, which provide an additional option for adults with pre-existing health conditions. We've got a long way to go, but already you can see a more consumer-friendly health insurance market taking place. But we knew we needed to make it easier for Americans, whether they had health insurance or not, to get screenings, go to doctor visits, get vaccines that keep them out of the emergency rooms and hospital beds. And that's why the Affordable Care Act also contains an historic $15 billion prevention and public health fund that help communities do everything from building parks and creating community gardens to dealing with the underlying chronic health diseases. Yesterday, we announced $30 million from that first wave of funding that will soon be available for community organizations to make HIV testing more widely available in communities throughout the country. The new law also helps eliminate copays for preventive care in Medicaid and Medicare. And Medicare beneficiaries starting in January will now have a yearly wellness checkup that they can use to keep our seniors healthier in the future. So it's in our best interest as a country to make recommended preventive care widely available, to make it affordable and to make it convenient for American consumers. And that's what we're trying to do. So again, thanks to everybody for being here. It's my opportunity to turn over the podium to Dr. Nancy Freeborn. She actually has worked as a physician's assistant here at GW for a number of years and got so committed to the work that she actually now has a doctorate in public health. So teaches and walks the walk, talks the talk, and here at George Washington Hospital. Dr. Freeborn.
Hello. Thank you, Secretary Sebelius. My name is Nancy Freeborn. During my 25 years as a physician assistant, I've seen both how necessary preventive services are for my patients and how difficult it can be to get my patients the care they need. In my experience, patients face two big hurdles to getting the preventative care they need. First, you have to convince them that the inconvenience or sometimes discomfort of a mammogram or a colonoscopy is worth it, and that it might just save their life. Second, you have to make sure that they have the money to pay for it. In my professional life, I've worked with many types of patients, many of whom had health insurance. but often their health insurance just didn't provide enough coverage for preventive services. For seniors on limited incomes and the working families who live paycheck to paycheck, even a modest copay can be too much. Often the choice comes down to preventative care or their groceries or their metro fare. Thanks to the Affordable Care Act, fewer Americans will have to make those hard choices. It will be easier for primary care providers like me to make sure that our patients get the preventative care they need before it's too late. Now, to tell us a little more about how the Affordable Care Act will help is Dr. Jill Biden.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with all of you today. I think it's safe to say that everyone in this room knows one of the best ways to improve the quality of life and control healthcare costs is to prevent the illness in the first place. We are proud that our administration is working hard to ensure that the healthcare system will increase preventative care like mammograms. It seems so obvious that focusing on prevention and early treatment makes more sense than trying to play catch up with potentially deadly disease. We know that prevention, screening, and early detection can save lives. I'm sure each of you knows someone who is battling cancer or has done so in the past. Far too many of us have lost a loved one to some form of this disease, or seen a colleague or a friend endure painful treatments. I've been involved in efforts to combat breast cancer since 1993, when four of my close friends were diagnosed with breast cancer. One of those friends lost her battle, and I realized what a terrible adversary breast cancer could be. I struggled with what I could do to help. I decided that I would use my experience as an educator to teach young women about the importance of breast cancer education and early detection. But the reality is, only 67% of women aged 40 or older have had a mammogram in the last 2 years. If 90% of the women who are 40 years old or older receive breast cancer screening, about 4,000 lives could be saved annually. Michelle and I hope that all women will do what they can to prevent and treat breast cancer. I know I am here today for the friends who I have lost, but also for the future, for my daughter, for my daughters-in-law, for my sisters, my nieces, my granddaughters, and so many other women who I love. But this just isn't about breast cancer. This year alone, roughly 1.5 million Americans will be diagnosed with some form of cancer, with almost half of new cases occurring in those under the age of 65. And nearly one out of every two Americans born today will be diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lifetime. So we don't have time to lose. This is why the Affordable Care Act ensures access to cancer prevention services like cervical screening and colonoscopies. Estimates are that effective cancer screening, early treatment, and risk reduction could reduce the death rate due to cancer by 29%. Quite simply, cancer prevention can save lives. We are fortunate enough today to have individuals who have come to share their stories with all of us, stories that can illustrate better than any speeches why we need preventative services. Maggie Roberts is here today from California. Maggie brought her son John to a regularly scheduled checkup when he was a toddler. When the doctors pushed on his abdomen, they discovered a lump and he was diagnosed with cancer. Maggie, you must have been scared to death. Fortunately, John was able to receive the proper treatment and the care he needed. And now he is a healthy 12-year-old, but that routine checkup saved his life. Congratulations. Thank you, Maggie, for joining us today. and for sharing your personal story. It's my pleasure to welcome Maggie Roberts to the podium.
Hi, my name is Maggie Roberts, and I'm so honored to be here today to talk about the importance of making sure every American, and especially every American child, has access to preventative care. As teachers, my husband and I are lucky to have good health insurance that covered the well baby checks that we took my son to. And without those visits, he probably wouldn't be here today. After John was born, we brought him to the pediatrician at 3 months, 6 months, and 9 months. At his 12-month visit, his pediatrician found a mass inside his stomach. The mass turned out to be a large cancerous tumor, a stage 3 neuroblastoma, and the next day, we were at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. Within days, he was in surgery, followed by 6 months of chemotherapy, followed by more surgery. Today, John is 12 years old and in remission. But the surprising thing is he had no symptoms. At his 9-month check, he was fine. As a mother, you'd blow your little bubbles on your son's stomach and everything was fine. But the pediatrician, after kneading his stomach for quite a while, found the mass. And therefore, we were very lucky because we had preventative care and those well baby checks that we had this found. Going to Children's Hospital Los Angeles is a life-changing experience. We are so lucky to have come out on the positive side of this experience. But to see those children there who suffer because they did not have preventative care and the long-term effects on not only the children but their families is devastating. So now I would like to introduce the First Lady, Michelle Obama, to tell us a little bit more about how the Affordable Care Act can help children better have access to preventative care and the fight against cancer, just like my son had. Thank you.
Well, it's hard to top that. It's good to have everyone here. I want to start by thanking Maggie for sharing her story and for that wonderful introduction. I want to thank both her and Nancy for sharing their stories. It really puts a face on this issue. Today, Maggie's son is living a healthy and happy life. He's pretty handsome as well. I'm sure he is highly embarrassed by all of this. It will be over soon. But too many families in this country aren't so lucky. Too many people aren't getting the checkups and the screenings they need to catch a disease like cancer in the early stages so that it can be treated. And that's why I want to thank everyone here for being with us today and serving as such powerful examples of just how important prevention is for this country, for every single family. And I also want to thank Kathleen and Jill, my partners in crime, for all the work that they're doing. I also want to recognize Congresswoman Capps, who I believe is here, and Congresswoman Matsui, who worked so hard to help make healthcare reform a reality. 4 months ago, the Affordable Care Act was signed into law. After decades of trying, this landmark bill finally puts in place comprehensive health insurance reforms that will give families the control they need over their health care. It's all that anybody asks. Once it takes full effect, this reform will help lower costs, it will hold insurance companies accountable, and it will give our families the security of knowing that their insurance coverage will be there when they need it most. It starts by making it illegal for insurance companies to drop your coverage when you're sick or deny your children coverage because of a pre-existing condition. And it also focuses, as you've heard, on prevention, because we know that the best way to keep our families healthy and cut health care costs is to keep people from getting sick in the first place. And that's why today we are taking an unprecedented step towards implementing a provision that requires all new private health insurance plans to cover recommended preventative services like mammograms, colonoscopies, cervical screenings, treatment for high blood pressure, childhood immunizations, and measuring BMI, body mass index. These services would come without a deductible, copay, or coinsurance. 2 weeks ago, we announced a similar requirement for Medicare, and today's announcement expands this concept even further. Because we know that services like these will go a long way in preventing chronic illnesses like diabetes and heart disease, high blood pressure, that consume over 75% of the healthcare spending in this country. And good preventative care will also help tackle an issue that is of particular importance to me as a First Lady and as a mother. And as Kathleen said, it's the issue of childhood obesity in America today. Right now, nearly one-third of our children in this country are either overweight or obese. A third of them will suffer from diabetes at some point in their lifetime. And for the African American and Hispanic communities, that number goes up to half. And a recent study found that treating obesity-related diseases is costing our nation $147 billion per year. So none of us wants that kind of future for our kids or for this nation. That's why earlier this year we started the Let's Move campaign with one simple mission, and that was to end this epidemic of childhood obesity in a generation so that children born today would grow up at a healthy weight. I first came to this issue several years ago as a mom when I was living a regular, normal life a long time ago. And like many other families in this country, we were rushing around from place to place. I wasn't cooking enough. We were eating out a little bit too much, having our way with snacks and desserts. It was shameless. We weren't paying enough attention to how much television the kids were watching. I know. And I don't think they were getting enough exercise as they should. So when I brought my daughters for their annual well-child visit, our pediatrician kind of waved a little flag and said that I might want to keep an eye on my child's BMI. Now, to be honest, I wasn't quite sure about BMI. I sort of knew about it as an adult, but I hadn't really thought about it as it concern my kids, but as many of you know, it's a way of gauging whether or not your child is within a healthy weight range for his or her height, age, and growth pattern. And I was very fortunate to have a pediatrician that practiced medicine in a predominantly urban community and who was paying attention to these trends of obesity in the African American community. Because I never would have thought to ask for the screening myself. You know, I was like any mother. My kids were perfect. They still are. And that's how most parents think. It's hard to recognize the problem early enough. And that's why today's announcement is so important for both parents as well as for our healthcare professionals. As doctors and nurses and healthcare practitioners, you all are trusted members of the community. And we need your help to educate parents and families about these tools that are available to them. That's why one of the key partnerships we've established as part of Let's Move is with the American Academy of Pediatrics. Together with the broader medical community, we're working to educate doctors and nurses along with the academy across the country about obesity, and asking them to help ensure that they regularly monitor all children's BMIs. We're also working to provide nutrition counseling to help families make healthy choices for their kids right from the very beginning. And we've worked together to develop a new program through which doctors will be able to write an actual prescription for parents, laying out very simple things that they can do to help their kids eat right and to stay on track. But we also know that a child's health can be shaped before he or she has ever even entered the world, way before his or her first appointment with a doctor. We know the impact that things like good prenatal care breastfeeding can have on the life and health of a child, including on their chances of becoming obese later in life. That's why I am so glad that the Affordable Care Act includes screenings for an array of conditions that affect pregnant women and their babies. Everything from folic acid to iron deficiency to vaccines. And it also makes it easier for women to breastfeed once they go back to work. And that's a real advancement for mothers. But in the end, of course, no matter how many times you push these tests as doctors, no matter how much information you provide, it will ultimately be up to parents to help their children live healthy lives. That's why today I want to send a message to every mom and dad out there who's watching or may read this or may get on the website. It's just important. We can't emphasize enough that these prenatal screenings, these BMI measurements, all these things are included in your health plan. It's important for people to understand that. And these screenings are very important. And that's why I'm encouraging everyone to visit healthcare.gov to get customized information and learn about the choices that they can make to stay healthy. Ultimately, each of us needs to be a part of the solution on this one. Each of us needs to take responsibility for our own health. And each of us needs to use all the tools available to us to ensure that our kids get every possible chance to lead happy, healthy lives. And with these new provisions, we can also keep costs down and we can hold insurance companies accountable. We can give families the security of knowing that their insurance coverage will be there when they need it most, and we can provide preventative services that will help keep us all healthy. So these are terrific tools. We just need to make sure people understand the changes, they know how to implement them, and they have the courage to reach out to their healthcare providers and ask questions and get the information they need. So we're asking all of our healthcare providers, everyone who has information, to step up and help make sure people understand these new provisions. And we are on our way to ensuring that we have wonderful outcomes in the years to come. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for your efforts, for your hard work. Thank you to George Washington. You remain a trusted neighbor and partner in so many things, and it is always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.